Thank the Lord, thank the Lord. We like to thank the Lord for his presence this morning in our lives. We thank the Lord for a wonderful Father's Day service today. Amen. It was very good, and we thank God for all the folks that shared their wonderful blessings and their wonderful thoughts. Amen. That was brought out. Praise God. And we like to say to the fathers, Happy Father's Day to every father. Happy Father's Day. Praise God. And I thank the Lord for you all. Praise God. So at this time, we're going to go right into our message. I got a word today to help us out. Amen. And I thought about over here about the prodigal son. Praise God. We want to speak on the prodigal son, and we want to speak about that wonderful father. I read this verses of chapter, and I see that this was a very wonderful father. And we need more fathers like the prodigal son father. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes we don't just be like we should be to our family or to our children. But and I want to read, and I'm going to bring out some thoughts here to alert us this morning on what, amen, we want to share with you. Let's turn now to our Bibles, to Luke, the 15th chapter. Luke, the 15th chapter. And I want to read some of the verses here. We want to start at verse 11. It said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. Amen. That sounds like a pretty good father there. Praise God. It said, and not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, amen, let us all say he was broke. Hello? Do we have a church in here this morning?
Yes.
Praise God. Have you ever been broke? Well, this father, he said his son just spent it all, and he didn't have much. He was broke. Praise God. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and journeyed himself to a what? Citizen of that country. And he sent him into his field to feed swines. Amen. Last time I understand the terminology of swines, they was hogs and pigs. Amen. He was in the field to feed the pigs. Amen. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came unto himself, come on somebody, amen. Ain't the Lord good in here? Now here this son is in the hog pen. He didn't have a good job. Amen. He wasted his money, and now the occupation he had was to feed swines. Amen. But I'm glad he had a mind to think. Amen. Sometimes we got to think with these minds. He came, the Bible said, he came to himself. Amen. I feel the day we live in, we all sometimes need to think and come to ourselves and think logic and think, amen, reasonable, amen. So he began to think, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare? I perish with hunger. So he decided, amen, I believe this was a good decision. He decided to arise and go to his father. And he will say unto him, Father, he was honest now. He didn't go and say, I'm a child of God, I'm saved, and I'm living a sinless life. But he said, I have sinned and come short. Amen. He sinned and he come short to the glory of God. But he said, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. And I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight and no more worthy to be called thy son. But thank God. But what did the father say? But the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe. Don't bring me those wrinkled up robes, those cheap robes, but bring me a robe, the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring. Come on, somebody. I said, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring Hida, the fatted calf. Praise God, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. Praise God. It said, for the son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be married. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Praise God. And my preaching message here. Hey, God is right here. When the Bible said, then the Bible said in the 20th verse, it said the father rose and came to his, amen, and he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had great compassion. Amen. Let us all say great compassion. Amen. If we have a preaching topic, that's what it will be this morning. Amen. A father. Amen. As this prodigal son, father. He showed love and he showed compassion. Amen. Praise God. Now I want to say in the fear of the Lord this morning, sometime we have children that, amen, that don't do like we want them to do. Amen. They, like this passage of scripture, this son went out and he had plenty of money at first, but he wasted with riotous living and he began to party, amen, with the party group, praise God. And then he end up in being destituted and he end up as having nothing. But I'm so glad he had a loving father. I'm so glad that he had a father of compassion. Amen. See, amen. I see that's what we need today in our land and country. Praise God. That's what we need today in our families. Praise ye the Lord. Sometimes our children is disobedient. Sometimes our children is, amen, don't do like we want them to do. Hey, amen. Sometimes our sons and daughters, praise God, just waste all the goods and waste all the living and money and whatever they may have. And amen. And then they want to come back. Come back. Amen.
Praise God. Just come back out of the hog pen. Probably smelling like the hog. Come back and want pops. Amen. To come and help them out. Praise God. So I'm so glad. We need to realize in our time that we live in. Let us have that same mind to be compassionate with our children. So many times people today that we're living in, you done wasted all your goods. You done wasted in riotous living. I don't come back here. I don't have nothing to do for you. I can't give you nothing. I gave you your living and you wasted. Praise God. Amen. You see people today, amen, can't even get along with families because these type of things happen. These types of things go on and you have nothing to do with your family. But I'm here to tell you that's not right. Amen. In the fear of the Lord. Have that love. Have that compassion. Have that forgiving spirit. Amen. Forgive them. You have to say sometime, Lord, forgive them for they know not what they do. Amen. Have that mind to look beyond their faults and see their needs. Amen. Have that mind to, amen, cultivate that spirit. Amen. Work with your children. Amen. Help them out. Praise God. Amen. And that's what I want to share with us today. Fathers, fathers, amen. Help your children. You know some of you haven't spoke to your child for 30 years, 20 years, or whatever. Amen. Let's quit that. Amen. Have some love to cover the multitudes of faults and sin. Amen. Do you know where I'm going with this now? Amen. We need more people to show compassion. We need more people to be kind. We need more fathers. Amen. Amen. To help. Amen. In these crises. Praise God. Praise ye the Lord. You see how the Lord, he's up high, but he looked low. Amen. Not all the time we did okay. Not all the time we followed the rules. Not all the time we was obedient. Amen. How the Lord treated us. He looked beyond our faults and he saw our needs. Amen. He said, come. Amen. And I will forgive you. I will sow your sins and in the sea of forgetfulness. And I will remember it no more. Amen. That's the kind of world that we need to be living in. That's the kind of life and a home that we need to be living in. So I'm talking, amen, this morning to these fathers, praise God. Amen. Show some compassion. Show some love. Show that you care, praise God. That's still your blood. That's still your son. That's still your daughter. That's still your children. Amen. Praise God. So may the Lord help us. May the Lord help us. Praise God. Sometimes we look and we want our children to, you know, to make us proud. I know how we want, but we always don't live in a perfect society or perfect situation. Amen. But that's still your child. That's still your blood. Amen. And let's help. Like the prodigal son. The prodigal son. Amen. And the prodigal father. What did he say? He said, I sinned against heaven. He was honest. He didn't go and say, amen, that everything was just so okay. He said, and in thy sight, I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servant, although he did all of that, I still want you to bring forth the best robe. And I want you to put it on him. Amen. Celebration time, y'all. And let's put a ring on his hand. And he don't even have no shoes on. Come on, I'm going to dress him up. Put some shoes on his feet. And bring Hither the fatted calf. Come on, we're going to party now. We're getting ready to eat. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be happy and be merry. For this son was dead. Hallelujah. I said, for this son was dead. Amen. We don't want to just keep stepping on him. He's already feel bad. He smelled like a pig. Amen. He broke, so he needs an uplift. He needs someone to lift him up. Let him know that God still lives. God still can save. He didn't just step on him and just make matters worse. But he began to get the fatted calf and kill it. And amen. And he began to eat and they's happy. It said, for this my son was dead. Do you know my son was dead? And is alive again. He was lost and is found. Come on. And they began to be merry. Merry means they began to be happy. It said, now his elder son was in the field. He came and drew now to the house. He heard music and dancing. Amen. Because they was praising. And they was happy. Because they see the son and the brother see his brother. And it came one of the servants and asked what these things mean. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and my father has killed the fattest calf, because he had conceived him safe and sound. So his brother got kind of jealous here. And sometimes jealousy takes over in families as well. But it said he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. So what he was kind of upset about here, I've been with you, Dad, all your life, and I didn't waste it, none of my goods. I was a good boy. Amen. And now you're giving him a party, somebody that wasted his goods. And I've been here with you all the time. You ain't giving me no party. You ain't tell nobody to put a ring on my finger. Amen. Come on in here. The Bible said, and he answered and said to his father, these many years I do serve thee, neither transgress I at any time of thy commandments. And yet thou never gave me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which had devoured thy living with Herod, harlots, that thou killed for him the fatted cow. Here this man, you know, been with the whores, the harlots, and now you're going to kill the fatted calf. And he said unto his son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. Amen. It was meet that we would make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Look at God. So the brother that was getting a little jealous, amen. So the father had to tell him, you're going to get everything. You're going to get all I have. So why are you worrying? But here's a man, amen, a brother that need extra attention. And sometimes people get in this predicament. They don't look like they should look. You know, you already saved. Amen. But the Lord tell us to leave the 99 saved. Come on. Amen, brother. And go get that one lost sheep. So the dad, he was happy, praise God, that he got the one lost sheep, praise God. And in the other chapter there, amen, he ran. He saw the son coming, praise God. And he ran out and, amen, and greet him, praise God, with his hand stretched forth, praise you. He didn't go and be mad. Now he's coming back. Now he's, amen, done wasted. I don't want to have nothing to do with him, but I'm so glad he had the heart of love. I'm so glad he had had the heart of compassion. Now, I'm so glad he had the heart of, amen, showing greatness to his son. Praise God. Amen. And that's the point that we want to leave with you this morning. Amen. Let us as children of God, let us as fathers, let us as people of God, amen, stretch forth our hands. Let these folks know that's not living right. They doing all evil. Don't turn your back on them. Praise God. I had some brothers, amen, amen, that wasted their goods and did evil to me and did some things that I didn't like. Amen. But I never forsook them. Amen. When they come back, I'm still ready to help them. Praise God. That's how we should be. Praise you, the Lord. Help. Amen. Help them out anyway. Do good. Show them mercy. Show them that you care. Show them that, amen, it's going to be all right. They need some hope. They need a lift, praise God. They need somebody. Come on in this place, church. They need somebody to hold a hand and say, you can make it. You don't have to falter. You don't have to fall. You don't have to give up. You don't have to quit. You can make it. Praise God. Amen. Somebody give me some water, please. Amen. You can make it. Praise you, the Lord. Speak hope in your family. Speak hope to your children. Amen. I don't care how low they may be. Let them know you can make it anyhow. Amen. But that ain't what's happening in our day. Amen. Praise God. But everybody is wanting to help the people that's doing great. You know, your children that, amen, done got degrees, and your children that just, amen, just making you proud. Yes, you proud. But don't forget about the, amen, the ones that maybe not doing what they need to do. Come on, somebody. Ain't God good in this place? I said, ain't God good in this place? Amen. Thank you, brother. I say, amen. Maybe they didn't go to Harvard University. Maybe your child didn't go to Harvard. May not went to Yale. Amen. May not, amen, graduate from high school. But that's still your baby. That's still your child. Praise God. You know, when people do real good, amen, kind of like this other scripture we're getting ready to read in a few minutes. Amen. Amen. People that's, amen, got high status and, amen, got some deep, some MDs behind the name and, amen, and just doing so good. Praise God. You'll go pull up a high seat for them. Amen. You sit up here in the high chair because you got it going on. Praise God. But I'm here to tell you, we got it wrong. We need to put that other man that don't have no degrees, that did not go to Harvard, did not go to Yale, did not, amen, proceed all of life. Put him in the high chair. Amen. Let him know you can make it too. Praise God. You just need a little cultivation. You just need a little fertilizing. You just need a little push. Come on, somebody. Don't give up on your children. Now, don't give up on your people, praise God. Help the least fortunate one. Help people that can't do for themselves. The nation got this same concept. The nation right here in America, praise God. Amen. The mind is on the rich and the famous. The rich getting richer and the poor getting poor. Who helping the poor? Amen. The less fortunate one. The one that's the stone that the builder rejected, just kicking it around and not using it to God's glory. Amen. Come on, somebody. But if you realize that stone you kicking, that building ain't going to get no CO. That building ain't going to get approved until you pick that stone up and put it on the corner. Then your building is completed. But they were just stumbling and just kicking it around. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, I'm here to tell you of God's people. I'm here to tell you the United States of America. Amen. Let's help. Let's help the less fortunate one. Let's help the people that don't have. Amen. But today, in our land and country, the rich is getting richer. Amen. The little poor and innocent one. Look around. Look around. You see what's going on? Babies, children starving. Don't have nothing to eat. Don't have nowhere to stay. Amen. Kicking all the low ones and folks that can't have a voice, just kicking them to the curb. But the rich and famous, the pockets are getting filled up. Full of money that they need to give to the poor and help. But nobody's, amen, they just ignore them. This is a problem. This is a problem in the home. This is a problem in the United States of America. And not only the United States, but all over the world. Amen. The Bible teaches us our job is to feed the hungry. Huh? Praise God. Give drink to the thirsty. Clothe the naked. Amen. Some people don't have a home. Living like animals. This must change. Amen. This must change in our society. This must change in our homes. This must change in the United States of America. Praise God. Over there in Africa, starving children don't have food. Dying children, they died. Millions of them. And that just didn't get started. But that's why we as Christians, let us look at the ones that need our help. Amen. I run a catering business. Over the years, a lot of my employees I hired was folks that couldn't get a job or didn't finish school or they had a little disabilities. My heart went out for those type people. And those the people that I hired to help me. And they was good workers. They may not know how to do a lot of things, but they was good workers. Amen. And that should be our mission as children of God. To help save the lost. Amen. Help folks that folks overlook because they couldn't wear no nice suit. Amen. They own got old dirty clothes on and holes in the shoes and holes, amen, in their, praise God, in their garments. And you just, he ain't nothing. I ain't looking, but now here's a man over here got nice suit. And, amen, nice dress. And looking the part. You, oh, hey, how you doing? That's wrong. I saw this, and this is a true story. There was a pastor. He wanted to see how homeless folks is being treated. You know, different places, you know, every town got homeless people.
And they got homeless center where they can come in and be fed and get a good hot meal. And amen, if they need some clothes, they'll put on them. So one day he decided to dress up like a homeless man. The pastor did. And he went and visited some of those centers that supposed to help homeless people. And he saw how they treated him. Some yelled at him. Some didn't feed him. Some fed him. You know, it was all different things. He learned from those experiences. So then he decided to say, well, let me go in some churches around here. He went into the church. And everybody would look at him because he wasn't dressed up. He didn't have a suit on. Everybody looking at him. And he sat in the back row. And just sat there. Folks coming in and out of the church. None of them went over there and greet him and say, how you doing? I'm so glad you came. Amen. Everybody just ignore him or forsook him. So after the service was over, that homeless man back there that was dressed up, he got out of his back seat and came up front. And he pulled his mask off and, amen, let folks know who he was. And you know who he was? He was the pastor of that church. Amen. He was the pastor. And so he saw how his people treated people that didn't look the part. Amen. Now, if it was somebody back there with a nice dress, a nice suit on, and nice this and nice that, oh man, he. But this is the kind of world we're living in. See, we look at people attire, we look on what they wear, we look on the jobs, amen. But I'm so glad the Lord looks at the heart. Amen. And they up there talking about, I'm waiting on Jesus. I'm waiting on Jesus to come. And that was Jesus sitting back there. See, sometimes, you know, you got to be careful. There was another situation happened. A person was getting their house ready because Jesus was supposed to come and spend a day or two with him. And several people came to the door and knocked. But this one particular person, he was a hungry person. He was hungry. He was in need. He knocked to this door. And they passed him by. They said, listen, we ain't got time for you right now because Jesus is getting ready to come. And I got to have a house prepared for the Lord. But the gist of the story was that was Jesus right there that came and needed some help. And you passed him by. See, we sometimes looking for something, amen, great and mighty. Praise the Lord. We all are Jesus. We all are person that in everybody should reach out to. Don't just sit there and not have a mind to support and help. So I'm so glad that the Father here, he wasn't that way. The man didn't look good. Prodigal son didn't look good. He had raggedy clothes on. The prodigal son didn't smell good. The prodigal son didn't have no money. But praise God, the Lord's hand, the Father's Son, the father reach out for his son. He told his son, kind of like Jesus, come. He was happy. He was shouting. He ran and hugging him and kissed him. You my son,
He didn't go holding his nose. Man, you stink. I ain't have nothing to do with you. I gave you your earning. I gave you your living. And now you done spent all your money. What you're coming back here for? No good. Let us have the mind concept to look beyond his fault. And what? See their need. Let's turn here to Luke 14 chapter. We'll show you here. Give you another passage of scripture to show you how this thing works. And how it's working. Bible said over here in Luke 14. Let's read the 7th verse. The Bible said, and he put forth a parable to those which was bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be hidden of him. He that bade thee and come and say to thee, give this man place, and that began with shame to take the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he had bade thee coming, he may say unto thee, friend, go up to the higher. Then shall thou have to worship in the presence of them that sit in meat for thee. For whosoever exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Amen. So let's not try to get in the hot seat. Amen. Somebody bid you to come sit in the low seat. Show some humility. Show some humbleness. Praise God. Don't try to feel like you all of that plus a bag of what? Dorito chips. Because the Bible said in another verse of scripture, when you think you're something, then you're nothing. There's another scripture said, when you think you're standing, take heed lest you fall. And I don't want to fall. I want to be humble. So 10th verse said, but when thou art bidden, when somebody call you and say, come, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee to come, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then shall thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. Amen. Don't try to be the highest and get the best seat, the best parking, the best room, the best everything. Be humble and say, you go to the highest room. You get the good chair. I like that recliner, but I want you get the recliner. I'm going to sit over here, amen, in the folding chair. Amen. Praise God. Something about to run out in the dining room. And it's fried chicken. I like fried chicken. Curtis likes fried chicken. Daniel likes fried chicken. LaMisha likes fried chicken. Ain't but two pieces. What you gonna do? I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna back up. Y'all go ahead and have it. Amen. Is that the kind of mind concept we have? That's the kind of mind concept we should have. Give other folks the best, and you take the less. Is that all right? Amen. So this is what I got out of the prodigal son. He did the right thing. Kind of like Mary and Martha. Amen. Mary did the right thing. Amen. Waiting on the Lord. Being there and visiting with Jesus. But there's choice. So we need more fathers. We need more lovable fathers and compassionate fathers like the prodigal son father. No matter what he done, and I'm not going to say that he did right, because I would think he should save that money for a rainy day. This is going to waste it. But still, you got to overlook folks' faults. I had so many people do me wrong. I had so many people talk to me wrong. But what did I do? I looked beyond the faults, and I saw the need. You know what I do? I do like Brother Curtis do. See how he smile? I smile at him. Sometimes you be driving, people do you wrong. They done pull out in front of you. Then they're going to pass by you and give you the bird. What I do? I wave and say, smile. Amen. It may make them madder, but it make me glad. Amen. See? I'm not going to run on evil for evil. I'm going to do right. So, dear ones, in the fear of the Lord, let us do right. Let us show more love and compassion to others. Amen. Let us take the back seat and give people the front seat. Come on. If you got $5 and you see a needy person over there don't have no dollars, give it to him. He need it worse than you. You don't ate a meal. This man ain't a meal in 3 days. But make sure they're going to get a meal. And not some of that other stuff that they drink and get drunk. Wow. Right. And so sometimes what I do, they get mad with me because they want to use it for something else, some of them. But some of them, you know, get a meal. I say, well, I'll go right over here to McDonald's. Let's go with me. No. I want you to give me the money. No, you ain't getting the money. We'll go get some meal. And most of the time, a lot of time I'm on my snack truck. I don't have to go to McDonald's. I got it right on JC's truck. What you need, a hot dog? Okay, what you want in the mustard? Ketchup, chili, onion, slaw? I don't have no relish. But being hungry, whatever I have, I know you should be satisfied. Come on, somebody. So let us quit thinking selfish and think about me and mine and start trying to help others. It could be your family. It could be your children. It could be your neighbor. It could be your Sunday school teacher. It doesn't matter. God bless you. Amen.